Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Hedgehoppers Anonymous with It's Good News Week. And that's our cue that it is time to talk to Jeff Adams of the Shepparton Advisor for our weekly update. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Terry.
I think it's something like day 20 of this coronavirus outbreak. How do you think we're going?
Look, we are doing a very good job considering what Shepparton was, the pressure that Shepparton's been put under and the Goulburn Valley. So many organisations have been brought together to help, and it's just been incredible.
It's been great to see. And I see that the Prime Minister was on the line congratulating us yesterday.
Yes, that's right. He was talking to local leaders in the community and sharing his thoughts, and they were obviously sharing their thoughts. And he has congratulated Shepparton on an incredible effort in bringing together a major response in a crisis.
In a very short time too, we were able to mobilise pretty quickly, weren't we?
Absolutely. And the signs are looking really good, Terry. We are seeing that our vaccination rate has really increased, improved dramatically in the last couple of weeks. And of course, you go to the testing sites and the amount of cars that were around lining up for their 13-day test last Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. Shepparton's first dose, percentage-wise, we're up to 67%, which is ahead of the Victorian average, Terry, which is
nothing like a pandemic to spur a bit of vaccination.
Yeah, vaccination competition, and Victoria's first dose vaccination rate when we went to press was 60.9%. And the second dose is for Shepparton. We've got a long way to go, but we're just under 40%. We're getting there. And Victoria's average is 37.9%. So, yes, that's looking good.
I just hope any of those people sitting on the fence hop off the fence.
Absolutely, because that's our way out of
this current nightmare. Is that the phrase you're looking for?
that's something I could easily use, but
would be a bit negative though, wouldn't it?
It's funny because the advisory is usually full of positive news, and we do have a lot of good news, Terry. We've got spring is definitely in the air. We've brought out a house and spring house and land wraparound in the advisor this week. And that's that should put a smile on people's readers' faces. It's interesting to see that some of the stories are in it. Flower power, furnishings flourish. Feel good vibes of the 70s are back in style. In a big way.
Gee.
Yeah, which is it's sort of getting into that sort of. It's amazing how fashion just repeats itself. And
it does.
Designers and architects are predicting a retro furnishings, decorations and architecture from the disco era. Gosh, that's showing our age, isn't it?
Well, you know, I like it. It's colourful. It's bright. It's happy.
It's very colourful. So that's good to see. In bloom, one of the fastest and easiest ways to brighten up your decor in the house is fresh cut flowers using a beautiful crystal or even a quaint a makeshift vase from a recycled jar to house your flowery display. We've got solar energy experts in the wraparound, the house and land wraparound. There's also wallpaper is back in style, which really...
My goodness.
I mean, that is incredible. That is very retro, isn't it, Terry?
Yes, it was. I remember my parents wallpapering the house in the 70s. At one point it was this kind of green sort of squares, and it was like shiny as well.
Yeah, that was incredible. You didn't have the shag pile carpet, did you?
Absolutely. I think my mum still got it. In parts of the house anyway.
well, that's fashion. Now it's come back in. So if you hang on to it long enough, it comes back in.
So out it's in.
Yeah, so once deemed daggy and old fashioned, wallpaper is back and better than ever. Wallpaper can add texture, interest to a room and depth more so than paint on its own. So
I wouldn't dare try. It'd be like me trying to contact my children's books. It'd be a disaster.
Yes. And we've got we've even got a recipe in there in the spring edition of House and Land. One dish crustless quiche. No fuss, one dish. This quiche recipe is crustless, making it very easy to, I suppose, for those that are watching their weight. That's one that's a good one to check out.
But is it vegetarian, though? I'm a vegetarian, Jeff.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I can help you this week. We'll look into it.
Maybe I can just leave the ham or whatever out. I'm sure it'll still work.
And, of course, property, location, location, location. I think a lot of people know that choose the right block. There's several factors to consider when selecting the right plot of land to build upon. Consider your lifestyle, proximity to facilities and travel times, among others. But there's a piece in there on the site of choice, the site choice checklist and site evaluation. We've got playgrounds reopen in time for the sunshine.
So do you know what that means? Like, so for example, do you think mean that the skate park is open?
Look,
Wouldn't it?
It's a really good question. I don't know that answer, but playgrounds are opening in across Victoria.
Wasn't there something weird about, like, only one parent is allowed to go and you're not allowed to take your mask off for any reason? I think there's something said about, you know, you can't take your mask off to eat or drink, and I'm thinking, how exactly does that work?
Yeah, it sort of makes it very difficult, doesn't it?
Just shove your biscuit underneath your mask and chomp away like a horse with a chaff bag.
Yeah. I think the message is you're not allowed to eat or drink while you're down at the park. But
I guess so. It's a good thing though, isn't it? I mean, you know, not everyone has a big yard, and kids just need to get out a bit, don't they? They're not at school. They're not doing their normal playtime. You know, their playtime isn't scheduled, so it's important that we do factor that into their days while they're doing remote learning, I think.
Well, of course, and it's good for the kids and, of course, the parents. I think it's just so important that you can get out and just have some fresh air and some exercise.
Well, I keep talking about vitamin D. I tell my kids, go and get your vitamin D, because if you don't get your vitamin D, you'll end up with, like, a low mood.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with me getting them out of my hair. It's nothing to do with that.
And Terry, the food share, there's been a large donations to food share, which $50,000 has been donated recently by Peter and Stephen Coplis. They donated $25,000, and $20,000 also was provided by the Fairlie Foundation, which is just fantastic, and another $5,000 anonymous donation to Food Share. So when a time in need, people have rallied and helped there.
Yeah, Food Share does a great job.
They do an incredible job, among other organisations, particularly during the what we've been through. Australia is as the clever country. There's a story by Steve Hutchison. Australia is the opportunity to be well positioned for its priority industries to become globally competitive exporters by leveraging the innovation assets that the technology industry has to offer. That's an interesting piece that we should be looking to. I mentioned a few weeks ago a chap by the name of Tyler Collins-Ash. He's we've got a piece in the Advisor, Have You Met Tyler Collins-Ash? So that's a nice, light-hearted piece that is...
Who is he? Was he the young apprentice or something like that?
Yes, that's right. He was actually a young professional. He works at the GV Hotel, and he's been nominated for Young Professional of the Year.
Oh, good on him.
King Pentle Triple M Business Awards. So that's been a really good one there. And it's just getting to know him. is a piece there. Firewood collection season now open. So that's the spring firewood collection season has opened as of last week and will run until Tuesday, November 30. So
what does that mean? What does that mean? We can't go and collect up at Barmer, can we? I don't think.
Look, I don't know the actual parameters, but I sort of question that too because it's at the end of the fire season, obviously, as in the use of wood. But obviously the authorities allow firewood collection at this time of the year. You need to actually read the story a bit more in more depth.
And I will when it comes in my letterbox later today from my very reliable delivery lady, Mrs. Veal. Hats off to you, Mrs. Veal.
That's great. And we've got some great deliverers. There's a story by Stephanie Holliday. I'm walking on sunshine. Shepparton and surrounding towns had a bout of beautiful weather last week with plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures. Stephanie's been out getting photos of people, families walking, obviously appropriately distancing themselves and masked up around Lake Victoria here in Shepparton. So that's Victoria Park Lake, I should say. And
we're running out of time, Jeff.
Yes.
We just wrapped. See, this is the problem: is this coronavirus business takes up time, all this time. Yes. We just can't stop talking about it, can we?
Yes, no, we can't. But anyway.
But as you say, it seems to be going in the right direction. With all those tests that was done last week, it didn't lead to a spike in numbers. So that was really good news, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes, and we've just got to keep the rate up.
Yep. Keep those vaxxers coming.
Absolutely.
So the advisor will be in your letterbox today or tomorrow, hopefully.
Yes, today and tomorrow.
We will look out for that one, Jeff.
Terrific. Good.
We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Terry.
Thanks so much.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Donuts. Donuts. Did someone say donuts? Who doesn't love a donut? Donuts and coffee on the go at Donut A Go-Go on Vaughan Street in Shepparton. Watch your cinnamon donuts cooked freshly in front of you. All of our donuts are made fresh daily. Yummy local roasted coffee. And if coffee's not your thing, try our icy cold shakes and iced chocolates. Eat in or take away, and we also cater for special occasions. Pop in today to Donut A Go-Go, Vaughan Street, Shepparton, near the Corio Street roundabout. Find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Farmers, are you in the market for a new tractor? Before you make your next tractor or farm machinery purchase, make sure you speak to our team at Golden Valley Ag in Shepparton. Whether you're a broadacre or hobby farmer, our experienced team are here to make sure you get the gear you need to help you get the job done right. From 26 to 600 horsepower tractors, we've got the Golden Valley's widest range of versatile Deutz and Coyote tractors. We're ready to look after you. Call GV Ag today on 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.